Hello, everybody, and welcome to our pre-Shine conference. I'm super, super excited to be here with all of you in the not flesh with the anticipation of in a week being with you in the flesh. That's my favorite. I look forward to the conference all year long. And as it gets closer and closer, it's really exciting for me to get together with all of you and share a lot of strategies. This is a topic that I've been interested in for a really long time before it became popular, before it was like everybody knew what nutrigenomics was and 23andMe. I mean, 12 years ago, actually before that I heard of it, but I started actually doing it and testing people about 12 years ago. And it was tough. It was different. And now there's so many resources and so much to learn. And I believe that knowing genetics, knowing your genetics, knowing your client's genetics, your family members' genetics really does help you to motivate and inspire them to make choices. And what I find is that a lot of times I may be talking, I don't need the genetics test. I don't need the stool test. I don't need the anything test. I have a sense based on even a history, because a history is 90% of what you really need to help someone in order to give them good advice. But once I can show them on this piece of paper, right, and I can say, look, your body won't handle that, whatever, the chemicals in the shampoo you're using or the chemicals generated by charbroiling your steaks or whatever, and they see it, they go, oh, okay, all right, now I'm listening, because my mom died of this or my grandma died of that, or I've watched people get Alzheimer's and you're telling me I have Alzheimer's genes. Doesn't mean you're going to get Alzheimer's. And that's what this whole process is about. That's what this whole event is about. It's about all of us being able to look at our own genes and look at those of our family members and look at our clients when they come in and be able to really help them to get motivated. Because all of us know that even for ourselves, sometimes it's hard to do what we know we should be doing, right? Anybody ever had that problem? You know what you should be doing, but okay. I had an experience like that this afternoon. I got really frustrated and upset about something that, you know, a deadline that we were trying to meet to get to the printer so we can get the booklets out on time. And it wasn't going right. And I was starting to get upset, and I did something that I told Marcia this afternoon not to do. I knew I hadn't eaten anything, and I grabbed my smoothie and I started drinking it. And I'm, you know, like, okay, gotta do this, gotta do that. And then I like grab some radishes and dip, and I'm like scarfing them down while I'm all like, I gotta get this done. I gotta get this done. And guess what? I got a bellyache. I got a really bad bellyache. And then I started to get a headache. They're like, wait a minute. I'm doing exactly what I talk to my clients about not doing. And I got firsthand that reminder that don't eat under stress. It's not a good idea. So we want, the more I learn, the better it is. Now, years ago, right, decades ago probably, I would have been reaching for the Oreos, right, and the ice cream and scarfing those down. But the way I was scarfing those radishes and dip down, they might as well have been ice cream and Oreos, because it was like mindless eating. Right. And when we can share stuff that helps motivate our clients to do what we really know in our hearts that they need to do to motivate ourselves. Right. How many of you are going to bring your own genetic reports to look at during this conference? Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that, about how to prepare in just a minute. So I want to say that I'm super, super excited about you guys being here. And I have a little short slideshow that I just want to share with you, just what to expect when you get there and how to really prepare in terms of getting reports done and bringing them with you. And then I want to open it up and I want to meet you, whoever is open and willing to say hi and just tell me a little bit about what's really motivating you to come, because as I listen to what you really want, that helps me to be able to plan the breaks and plan the breakouts and all the things that I want to do to customize it so that your needs are met. I always say to people, because I love to talk and I could talk for days on end without stopping, I always say I'm going to just create a conference that's the let's just learn stuff together conference. Right? And let's just come and let's just share and let's just decide on what it's all about as we go along. And every time I say that, people go, wow, that sounds really cool. That sounds really fun. You know, we don't have to break it this time. We don't have to go on to this topic and we don't have to look at these slides and that slides. We could just maneuver it. And someday I will do that. Someday I will. This one's not going to be like that because this one, I have a very specific agenda because I want you guys to really understand what the genetics means, the concept of epigenetics and how we can help our clients to change those genetics. And I want not to change the genetics, to change the expression. And I want you to be able to be comfortable with the various kinds of reports there are that help you to interpret. Does that sound fair? Yeah. Does everybody thumbs up if that sounds good? Yeah. Okay. So I promise you that this will not be a, it won't be a Ben Lynch type conference in that when Ben Lynch, I'm sitting there writing like crazy and I get it, but I need to listen to it 3 or 4 times and I don't have time when I go home to listen to it 3 or 4 times, right? Ever been to a conference like that? All the CME conferences are like that. I go there and I'm like, I got to get my credits and oh, this is really interesting, but whoops, missed that slide. Whoops, what did he say on that? Oh, I hope I get the conference recordings. And I get the conference recordings and guess what? I don't ever have time to watch them, right? So what I want you to walk away with is a really good in-depth knowledge of what is going on with these genes, a subset of genes. I'm not going to go through 700,000 of them. I promise you, right? That would take us a year to do it accurately unless I just flash them up on the screen. But I want you to go through the ones that make the most impact on your decisions in working with your clients. So, because the bottom line is for us to be able to take care of ourselves and to guide our clients to take care of themselves in the most educated and informed way and in a way that we can be most helpful to them. So we're going to have guest speakers and guest speakers are going to talk about various topics. We have Tom O'Brien talking about brain stuff. We have Donna Gates going to talk about the gut and the stress and all that connection with the genes. And we have a couple of surprise guests that we didn't get up on the, well, they're not surprises because I'll tell you who they are, but they're not up on the sales page yet. They were surprised now that you're signed up, but they weren't like a draw for you. Dr. Alan Hopkins, who's a local MD here, he is going to talk about the connection between some of the genes and the lab tests you can do for cardiac risk, which is super important. You know, some of us don't even think about cardiac risk. We're like, oh, I'm fine. I just want to get my digestion working and I want to get my energy back. But you know what? If that ticker stops working suddenly because it hasn't been warning you that it's not working properly, you're screwed, right? You know what I mean? So he's going to talk about that. We have Laura Fine's going to talk about the mindset and there's something along the lines of like the Bruce Lipton kind of modifying your genetics with the energetics and the energy and the emotions. And then who's the other surprise guest? I guess that was it. 1, 2, 3. I'm trying to think, was there one more guest? Oh yeah. And then JJ Virgin is going to do some practical stuff with now that you know all this stuff, right? How are you going to get the clients in the door so you can actually use it? How are you going to increase your practice or grow your practice or start your practice in order to be able to do it? And she has a really nice talk that she's prepared. And I've learned so much from her about, you know, growing and expanding and reaching more people. So I want that for every single one of you. I don't want you to go back and go, oh, that was interesting. And then go back to status quo and where's the next client going to come from? And how am I going to use this stuff? And, you know, I guess I'll just pass out my business cards. I call it the spray and spray marketing that we do, right? Here's my business card. Call me, right? No, you get their business card and you call them. Anyway, there's a lot to that. But you have to be clear who it is you want to attract. And she's going to talk about some of that as well. So it's going to be a really robust conference. And mixed in there, I promised a food demo. And we're going to do a food demo that's related to, okay, now you know some of this stuff. How can you make foods that maximize their genetic potential, right? So good stuff, really good stuff. So I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show you some slides and this will be recorded. So if you have to leave early or whatever, it's fine. I'm going to share some slides. I just want to get you prepared so you know exactly what to do. So get out paper and pen so you can take some notes. And then we'll go into some intros and some motivational stuff and what is it that you really want to get out of it. So I know going in what to expect and how to do it. We've got a lot of folks on here. Let me see. Participants. Why isn't it showing me the numbers?
36.
36. Wow. Good job. Woohoo. Good job for showing up. Thank you. All right. So share screen. And I'm going to share this screen. And as soon as you see my screen, let me know.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, cool. All right. So welcome to this amazing conference that we have planned for you. And the title is, and let me just, I can't get this thing out of the way so I can go forward. There we go. Leading Edge Strategies for Outsmarting Genetics. And we came up with this title. We did a lot of brainstorming, knew we wanted to do a genetics, nutrigenomics conference, but outsmarting genetics, like, what does that really mean? You know, and what it really means is, like, the genetics think you're going to go one way. The genetics may say, oh, this person has a high risk of getting Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, and you're going to outsmart them. You're going to go, no, I have a different path. Now, if I were to live my life in the way I grew up, right? Yeah, I would have heart disease and hypertension and I'd be obese and I'd have diabetes. And I don't think I have an Alzheimer's gene. So I haven't seen that one in my genes, but a lot of things come up. I'd be anxious. I'd probably not be on Prozac. Everybody else in my family is, you know, so I would be in bad shape, right? But I decided I'm outsmarting those genetics. I didn't know what those genetics were when I was 28, I think it was, when I made a decision to really go wholesale on changing my diet and lifestyle. I didn't know. I just knew because the genome project hadn't started yet. I just knew that there were no old people in my family. So because I'm trying to think of what diseases do people get? And you always like to look at that, right? Family history, what diseases do people get? And I didn't know because nobody kind of made it past 60, right? And the few people that made it to 70 were pretty sick before that, okay? Diabetes, heart disease, cancer, multiple bypasses and that kind of thing. So I knew that I needed to do something. I didn't know what genes, but I just made this decision that I'm going to outsmart these genetics and I'm going to make sure that I do everything in my power. Of course, you can't avoid getting hit by a truck, right? I can't avoid the inevitable like that, but I could do everything in my power to make my body as strong as possible. Come, you know, whatever, 25 years later, I get my genome tested and I look and go, I am so grateful that I made that decision in my 20s. I am so, so grateful because I have a lot of SNPs. And as I share sample reports throughout, a couple little here, but mostly in the conference, you'll see my little RL initials there. So you get to see what my genes actually look like. And then you go, wow, she's 62 and she has these genes. And wow, she's pretty healthy. She's pretty vibrant, pretty energetic. There is hope, right? For these folks who come in and they're in their 30s and they're falling apart. You go, wait, you got plenty of time to turn this around, but we got to start now. So everything we do, everything you do when you share with clients, and I always put this up just as a reminder, it's not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare practitioner. If we talk about, wow, you have genes that predispose you to hypertension and you're on hypertension medication, it doesn't mean go flush it down the toilet and do the diet stuff. Yeah, I still have to check in with your practitioners and make decisions in conjunction there and make sure that this is not construed as medical advice. And I just put this in because as practitioners, if you are practitioners, you want to make sure that you're telling people this, right? That they're aware of this. And some of you who have worked with me one-on-one know that I sneak this into our conversations over and over when people say, well, can I wean myself off of this? And should I get rid of this medication? I will just admit, yeah, dump it down the toilet. Let's do this naturally. But I can't. I can't legally and I can't ethically because I don't know, right? I don't want to breach that relationship with the doctor that provided that. And even, you know, if I was in a medical office and you came to see me and you're already seeing another doctor and they put you on medicine, it's considered bad practice. It might even be considered malpractice to take someone off the medications that another physician put them on without the consult between them and them actually legally or not legally, but you know, on paper saying, I am no longer under the care of Dr. X. I am now under the care of Dr. Y, right? So it's just common sense, but I just want you to know that. We are here to just dispel the whole concept of this for that. And this for that comes in place in Western medicine all the time, right? You have a headache, you take this. You have hypertension, you take that. And maybe there's multiple choices of fats that you can do for this, but it's still a this for that mentality. And what I find is a lot of doctors will go into the functional medicine realm. They go, wow, this stuff is really cool. I want to do that. And so, but they're still in the allopathic thinking model, which says this for that. So I get questions all the time. Oh, I had a colleague of mine today wrote to me and said, I'm working with a client. I'm working with somebody who has hypertension and they're really interested in diet. Can you give me two or three foods that I should put them on that are really indicated for taking care and helping them with hypertension? Like, I don't have any magic foods. I could say, yeah, more greens, magnesium, but it's way more than a this for that. And a lot of herbalists and functional medicine docs will just go, oh, you have hypertension, so take this herb for that hypertension. Or you have digestive issues, take this for that. Now, there's times for symptomatic relief, right? But you also want to be looking for the root cause. Now, the reason I bring this up here in terms of genetics is that people do that same thing. I have this SNP, and I should take this supplement or that supplement or this supplement, as opposed to looking at it holistically as to what we need to do. Yes, it will give us some informed decision about some supplementation that you might need or some specific things you might want to avoid. But we still want to use common sense and root cause, getting to the root cause and asking why. So important. So you're coming to Shine. And it's a 3-day event, and I'm excited to have you here. And I just wanted to give you an idea of the general schedule. And it may vary based on day-to-day content, and we have a specific schedule in the brochure that you're going to get when you show up. Beautiful brochure, by the way. We just saw the final copy of it today. Gorgeous. And it may vary even then, because if it takes Mom O'Brien 15 minutes longer or shorter to get his content across, or it takes me a specific length of time, we're going to be within 15 minutes, I would say, of the schedule. But each day it varies, and we guess at the best approach to how we do topics. But every morning, Saturday and Sunday mornings, we're going to have a Qigong and meditation. And we'll give you information when you get there about what room it's going to be in. And that's with our dear friend and acupuncturist and brilliant guy, David Weinthal. And he does an amazing class. And most people say 6 o'clock, like, you want me to go to a 6 o'clock thing? And when they do, they're so grateful that they have. I've never done it because I have lots to do to get prepared for the day. And I'm not an early person. So anyway, but his stuff is magical. Some people as anybody has done it from last year? Yeah. And it was like magical, right? And people just go, oh my God, it was so worth getting up to do. So we're going to start the days with that. Breakfast is from 7:30 to 8:45. It's a buffet style, so you don't have to show up right at 7:30. It's not like you're going to sit down and somebody's going to bring you. The food is pretty darn amazing. If you have very specific dietary restrictions or needs, let us know in advance and we'll make sure that we take care of it. Most of people's dietary needs are taken care of by what we do anyway. It's just the way it is. There's no gluten, there's no dairy, there's no sugar, there's I don't think there's any corn or soy or any of the major allergens, eggs, there's none of that in the food. So you don't have to worry about that. But if you have some weird Brazil nut allergy, please let us know, and we'll make sure that you know if we use Brazil nuts in one of the dips or sauces or whatever, that you don't accidentally get poisoned. So make sure we know about that stuff in advance. And we try to that's what we tell them to do, is put a card on every dish that says what the ingredients are so you can make good choices. The morning sessions generally start right at 9. We go to 12, 12:30, 1, something like that. It varies from day to day. And then we have breaks in between. We never go more than an hour, half hour, 45 minutes without a break. And unless people are really into something and we're letting it go over. But generally that's the case. So you'll have your breaks. That breaks are somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes. Just depends on where they are and how the rest of the day lays out. We try to give you more time. We want you to be able to visit the sponsors. We have some amazing sponsors. Check out the sauna. Oh, I hope he brings that sauna. I ended up buying one of those at a conference, and oh my God, you just have to get into this sauna desk is basically it. I can sit in the sauna with my computer here and be getting this full body sauna thing, have my head and my heart out so I don't have to worry about overheating. And it's amazing. So check it out and just get in it and just play around with it. And then lunch. Okay. And then that's usually 60 to 90 minutes, depending on the day. The afternoon sessions will start. They'll go, you know, an hour, hour and a half. We'll give you stretch breaks. And then the VIP reception is Saturday. I mean, it's amazing. Just come. Hopefully the weather holds up. It's supposed to get to be in the 80s early next week. Like by Tuesday, it's supposed to be in the 80s and sunny. So I'm hoping it holds up by the end of the week and it's still nice and warm and we can have it outside. It's a beautiful veranda and it just has been great. The last 2 years we've been able to do it. 3 years ago, we weren't able to do it because there was a tornado warning. We got evacuated down to the basement for about 45 minutes, but hopefully that's over. We just had, you know, kind of miserable weather for the last couple of weeks. So I think it's over. And then afterwards, if you want to come back for, we'll do a bonus session, some cases, some, you know, just kind of wrap up Q&A, just really basically implementation type things. And then Sunday, you know, same thing. We usually end around 5 on Sunday, 5:30. So I hope you don't have classes. I mean, I try to get it earlier, but there's so much I want to share that I'd love to make this a 4-day conference and make the days a little more loose and, you know, start late on the first day and end early on the last day, but it hasn't happened yet. And most people don't want to spend 4 days with me. They'll come and spend 3 and that's at the edge. So, we will end probably 5 or 5:30 on Sunday. I highly recommend you stay overnight and then leave on Monday. Those of you who are in NEPT are going to join us for the NEPT mastermind on Monday. And if you haven't already told us in RSVP, let us know because we are providing a catered lunch and we want to make sure we have enough food for everyone. And that's it. And it's going to be, if you haven't been to Shine before, and I'll get some feedback. I know some of you have. It's just a great experience. People come back year after year. These are some of our amazing sponsors. We just new stuff keeps showing up. We have all kinds of samples from these guys to give you in your goodie bags. I hope it all fits in the goodie bags is all I don't know at this point. I hope my whole entryway is loaded with stuff. And then we have prizes at every raffle, at every break. So we want you to come back on time from the breaks and so our sponsors usually donate little things that they can put in. Well, not so little. One of them was this Premier Research, this big bottle of a green tea extract that had kale extract in. I mean, some really cool stuff that people give. Entrantil, that was a new one that just came in. If you've ever heard of it, it's a supplement that was designed for IBS and bloating and SIBO. And they donate these little blister packs with like, I don't know, 24, 25 of their little supplements in them. So some really great stuff. Parma, if you've heard of Parma, that amazing Parmesan cheese made with hemp seeds. It's amazing. So all of those things will be in your bags. And then there's bigger prizes that are like lab tests, precision analytics, that donated a Dutch test, and you know things like that that are big, big things. And we'll be raffling those at every break. And if you haven't invited a friend yet, you can still invite a friend. And we have a special guest thing. They get a $200 off for being your friend. So you can actually send them there and they can come for $397 instead of $597. We are going to have these daily self-care breaks. So we have movement breaks and movement and yoga, heavy duty movements like to keep you active and then maybe some stretching. And we do all those kind of self-care breaks. The resort is gorgeous. It's actually so beautiful. So I'm kind of happy that we're spending Sunday night there to do the retreat there because I can actually like enjoy this beautiful surroundings. They have swimming pools and they have hot tubs and they have a water slide and it's just a really beautiful place. And again, the food is just amazing. This is the fourth time we're doing the retreat at this event, at this venue. The first 2 years were somewhere else, but the last 4 years, and they have just gotten it. They got the food. They have it nailed. They've done it over and over. They even said when we had them make an avocado chocolate mousse, like we were shocked. We were like, you gave us this recipe. We're going to put avocado and chocolate together to make a dessert. Are you guys totally nuts? And then when they tasted it, they asked if it was okay if they put it on their menu. Like, yeah, do it because it's so, so good. So that's the kind of stuff. And then the chef gets creative and he'll say, oh, is it okay? This is a little different from your recipe. I made up a new recipe that's this, that, or the other thing. And we're like, yeah. Like who had that? It was a coconut soup that was like Remember that, Lynn? Oh my God. So they make this amazing food and it's just fantastic. So how do you prepare? Okay, this is where you might want to take out your notes. You want to run 23andMe reports on your raw data, and I'll show you how to do that if you're not familiar with how to do that. Arrive well-rested. Don't like push yourself till 3 in the morning for the last couple of days and show up and like want to fall asleep, because this is not a talk that you want to fall asleep through. Bring your cards, business cards, anything that you have that represents you that you want to share with other people. Even if you only have one business card, we all have cameras on our phones. And I always think, why don't we save the earth? Why don't we get a whole set of 100 business cards made? Why don't we get one? Why don't we get 10 so that when the one gets crumpled, we could throw it away and use another? And then just have people take pictures of each other's business cards, right? And put it right into your contacts. So make good contacts. I will say that some of the folks that have met at the conference have become great friends and colleagues and partners and done things together, done classes together, done summits together. So really come prepared. Some of you might be introverts, and even the introverts will feel so at home here that you'll find yourself just coming out of your comfort. You may have to go and sleep for 3 days after because of 3 days of stimulation. It's kind of what I end up doing. I just thrive on the stimulation, but then ask Lynn, what do I do that the day after? It's like, don't even wake me. Do not schedule anything. I'm just going to sleep. I'm just going to like go inside and rejuvenate. So I would also say, before you come, reflect on what you want your outcome to be. Like, what prompted you to sign up here for this program and get in out of your comfort zone and get in a plane and get in a car and travel and stay in a hotel and meet new people? What is it that's driving you? Because that's what's going to really make this a success. I always like to go into events with, what do I want the outcome to be? So then I can know, wow, that was really worth it. I'm going to do that again next year. So now we're going to look at the interpretation reports. Okay, so these are the, and you can take a picture of this slide. You'll get this in the digital materials for the conference. By the way, you're going to get access to, within a couple of days before, you'll get a link to a page. Actually, you'll get the link to the page. Well, no, I think it'll be a couple of days before. That says, here's the digital materials. All the slides that we use, including this, the speaker slides, all of the worksheets. I have some amazing worksheets that are going to help you to be able to make copies of it. And people don't want to use it if they get a worksheet at an event. It's like, keep it pristine and write notes on a piece of paper because you're afraid of ruining it because you want to make copies of it. We give you the digitals. We really want you to be successful with this. So these are some of the ones. And before you come, if you have your 23andMe, or you have a family member, or you have clients, or you want to bring two or three of them, bring them along. Run these reports. And maybe if you have multiple people, you can run different reports on different people if you want. I just recommend that as practitioners, if you really want to learn this, that you get multiple reports. And the reason is, there's not yet one perfect report that gives you everything that really helps you to be able to explain things to your clients easily. So Genetic Genie is geneticgenie.org. They have two reports. I'll show you a sample. One is a detox and one is a methylation. If some of these terms are not familiar with you, for you yet, they will be by the end of the morning on the first day, because I'll go into great detail and make sure everybody's on the same page in terms of terms and glossary and all that. So we're going to go geneticgenie.org. Those are free reports. They say if you want to make a $5 donation, you're welcome to do that. You can. And there's a methylation one and a detox one. Very easy once you get there. I'll show you how to download the raw data if you haven't already done that. Then there's the one that's the closest to the one. If I had to choose just one so far, it would probably be the True Report, Nutrigenomics. The company is metabolic healing, and they used to call it metabolic healing, and now it's this. So I gave you the link there, and I'll show you what that looks like. But it's about 49 pages long, and it has all your SNPs, but it also has little explanations. Now, the explanations are not necessarily something you just give to the average lay person and have them understand, because it does use some scientific terms. But nonetheless, that's good. Stratagene has one that's extremely useful. It doesn't have as many SNPs reported as the True Report, but it's done in a way where you can actually see it. You can see where it fits into some of these pathways, some of these genetic pathways. Then there's something called Stirling's app, which is just like a 49-page report of just all these genes straight down. That one's not particularly useful to give a client because they'll go like, okay, I have a lot of red. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do I do? But it's a good reference for you to be able to look up. Like if say you're researching and you're looking up some particular thing, you go, wow, there's a gene that predisposes to Parkinson's. And it's this particular one. Let me see if it's in this report so I know what my version or my client's version of that is. This new one is the one genetic detoxification, and I'll show you a couple of that. It looks very promising the way it's laid out, but it doesn't have any explanations. But they do have a book, which I ordered and I have on Kindle, and they have a book that explains each of them, and I like the way it's laid out. So that may end up being my favorite one down the road. I don't know. I have that report in front of me because I just did it yesterday. These, the last two, I don't use much and I don't particularly like, but some people do. So it's a matter of if you run them all, you know, yeah, you'll spend a couple hundred dollars if you run them all, maybe 150 to get them all, but you'll learn which ones you like, which ones you don't, and which ones you want to do going forward. Right. So the Prometheus, I've always had a hard time navigating it. And same thing with the Live Wello, but they're inexpensive. I think they're like $5 or $10 to run them. So you can run them to see if you like them. And there's 23andMe. You may not be able to see it because it's very light. It was copied from their website, but it's u.23andme.com/data. So that's the URL where you'll find it. Or you just log into your account on 23andMe and up where it has your little picture, if it has it, and it says your account or your name. It has your name. You do the drop down and you say raw data. And that'll tell you what to do with your raw data. Okay. So, and also here, if you had a particular gene, like you want to know what's your MTHFR C677T, you could type it in that little box here, that one, and then it'll show you some of that. And you can look up any gene you want in the raw data, but good luck. I mean, seriously, good luck, because the way they have it laid out, they show you what your gene is, whether it's a CC, CT, CA. And all that will become clear during the conference, that those are the nucleotides. But you don't know what it's supposed to be. So if you have a CT, you know that they're supposed to be the same. So if you have a CT, you don't know, is C the good one or is T the good one? But it doesn't matter if it's a CT. You know that one of them's a good one and one of them's a not so good one. But what if you have a TT? Am I good or am I bad, right? Is it a problem? Is it a stress gene? You don't know unless you start doing the research. And so I'm going to provide you with charts that kind of will show you what the genetics are for a lot of these, what the good, they call it the wild type is the good one. I don't know why they call it the wild type. I guess, I don't know. And then they call it the risk allele if it's the one that is problematic. Is this making sense? Am I losing anybody here? Are we just good review? Okay. So make sure you get your raw data downloaded. It will be like a 6 to 10 megabyte file. It's a big file. It's not a little dinky thing. And it's in text format. And if you open it up and look at it, you'll just go, what the hell does this mean? Like, seriously, what does this mean? So then you run it through these other reports. You go to Genetic Genie. It says upload your raw data. And then it provides you with a report. Now, mine was done like 4 years ago. Since then, 23andMe doesn't report on every single one of these. So there are some key ones missing these days. And I'm looking into, there are some companies that are coming up with a competition for 23andMe that go and cover more of the genes. We'll see where those go. They're not generally available yet. So Genetic Genie has this is your detoxification and this is your methylation. So here's what you're going to get. During the conference, I'm going to give you these charts that I put together that list all of these. It's they're just right based off the Genetic Genie and tells you what the risk allele is, what the good one is, the good one is, but then what's yours. And then it's also going to have over here a little description of what it means. This particular gene detoxifies 75% of all prescription medications. This particular gene helps you detoxify heterocyclic amines, which are found in exhaust fumes and charbroiled meat. this particular one, et cetera, right? So it just gives you like a cheat sheet that you can go through and understand which ones you have. Now, if you look at, these are mine, by the way. If you look at mine, I've got a couple of big red ones, and this one is at risk for not metabolizing caffeine well and breast cancer. Okay. So why do I eat a lot of cruciferous vegetables? Why do I avoid caffeine? Right. I did it before I had this gene, but I'm damn well after I saw this gene. Those aren't things I'm going to be, careless about. You know what I mean? So we're going to teach you what these mean at the conference, and you're going to get some, handouts that you can use and refer to so that it'll make it easier for you to go. I can't say it'll make it easy, because I don't know that it's easy, but it will make it easier for you to understand what these reports mean. And it's not just a bunch of gobbledygook, right? Over here, you see, I have this VDR, which is a vitamin D receptor gene, right? So I have to be careful about how much vitamin D I consume in spite of the fact that I may be out in the sun a lot, right? This MAO, anxiety. So I tend to have that one. And there's a bunch of others in the brain chemistry one that you'll see. That GAD, and it stands for glutamic acid decarboxylase, but a lot of people call it the generalized anxiety disorder gene. I have a lot of those. So I've had to really work at my heart math and meditation to keep myself from being high strung. And if I look at my family members, a lot of them are on anti-anxiety medications as well. So we'll go through these. The point is to just show you this is the genetic genie. This is the metabolic healing, and I like the metabolic healing because it separates it by the type of the area of the body. So genetics related to GI health, genetics related to brain, et cetera. This is Stratagene. And the cool part about it is it gives you these charts and it shows you where your genes are out of whack and you get to interpret that. So that's really cool. And I'd highly recommend if you get that done, that you study it a little bit before you come and it'll make it much easier. This one is the new one I was telling you about. And the reason I like it is the way it's laid out. Phase one detoxification, phase two detoxification, glutathione, phase two detoxification, acetylation. And we know that there are six phase two detoxification pathways. And they also have mental health, but not just mental health, but Alzheimer's risk, right? People want to know that. It's not just APOE44. Genes that you need to activate your detox pathways, specific alcohol detoxification. So I like the way it's laid out. So that's it for our genes. And I'm going to go grab my seat so I can sit. I've been standing all day. There we go. And I will highly recommend that you get some of these reports done, right? That you actually get them done and see what you can do from there. So I'm going to open it up for questions. I'm going to stop this. Okay. And let me not share my screen anymore. How do I do that? I lost the little thing. Oh, there it is. It's up here. Stop share. Okay. All right. So I'm going to make this bigger so I can see all of you. I would love to hear from you. First of all, if you have questions about how to prepare, because I think that's the important part. What I want you to do is come with the reports printed. I know some of them are 50 pages, but it's worth the paper. Because I want you to be able to take notes on your sheets while I'm teaching you about these genes, right? Whether it's your sheets or a client's sheets or a family member sheets. Make sense? Any questions about what I covered tonight? Is that helpful? Confusing? Confusing? No? Good. Helpful. Okay. Good. The whole point is to make you not so confused after all this. All right. Wow, there's a lot of you. A lot of you are chatting away. I'm assuming if Lynn, if there's anything in the chat that I need to know about, you'll let me know. Veronica says, I'm not able to get the results for the metabolic healing. I paid for it, but I can't find the report. I would write to their support
I couldn't find the report either, and it's actually there, but in a really tiny place that's not intuitive.
Oh, how do you find it? You don't remember because it wasn't.
But I eventually found it. But I did also email them, and then they sent me a link to it. But it was right there.
It just was hidden. Okay, good. What is that? I just missed what you said about box lunches. I don't remember saying anything about box lunches.
With the you were talking about the NEPT students.
Oh, so NEPT students. If you're not an NEPT, don't worry about it. If you are, it's not a box lunch. We're going to provide a lunch for you. We just want to know how many. So just you'll be getting a newsletter tomorrow again with those links. Just make sure you RSVP and tell us if you're not coming. We'd like to know that. Do you have time to order and get reports by Wednesday? If you've already done your 23andMe, then you will definitely have time to run these reports because they come instantly. If you haven't run your 23andMe, no. But I would still recommend ask around if there's somebody that you know that has done it and download their raw data because it will be very helpful. And if not, you'll just be able to follow along and take good notes and learn, for when you do get it. So, and we'll have all the digital stuff. Plus, we're going to record it. So we'll make the recordings available to you afterwards at a very reasonable price just to barely cover our costs. How will I benefit if I don't have any reports? You're going to learn what all these mean and you're going to get motivated and inspired to run these things and to understand what all these mean. Yes. Yes, we are going to give you a primer on all these genes. I just skipped through them quickly, but yes, there'll be a whole section of the course on GI genes and a section on detox and a section on all the different ones. And we're going to go through them. Yeah. And so you understand. We're not going to go through all 600,000 of them. How would you like us to submit questions that we'd like answered during the conference? You mean you want to submit questions in advance to make sure? Post them on the Facebook group. We'll make sure that we collect them. Yeah. Seems a bit overwhelming. That's because I rushed through it. I'm definitely going to underwhelm it by the time you finish. I want you to feel really good about this. Yeah. But just get the reports done. If you haven't done the 23andMe, find somebody who has. And if, you know what we'll do, I think on the digital materials page, I'll upload some reports that you can download and print before you come. I'll put mine up. I don't care. You can see what my genes are. All right. I'll upload mine and you can download and you can go through mine as we go through and make notes. Does that make sense? And then when you do yours, it'll make more sense. All right. That would be helpful. Yeah. We'll do that. Lynn, just make sure. Yeah. You take note that anything I promise, I have to have somebody take notes on it because I forget.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, you're sending out something in the morning that has your genetics.
Not in the morning, tomorrow morning, no. I'll put it on the digital materials page.
Right.
Yeah, no. Tonight I have to write emails and get some slides done. But yeah, we'll get it done before then. So I'll make sure that it gets out early in the week. They haven't even gotten the link yet to the materials page. I want to make sure we have something on it before. So that'll be the first thing we put on it. Oh, actually, the schedule's on it so far. And we'll put up the brochure that we just finished that you're going to get a really nice glossy printout of when you get there. Okay. Oh, darn. Yeah, so no big deal. You'll look at mine, Maria. Okay. All right. So who would like to introduce themselves and tell me what you want to get out of this? Anybody? Don't be shy. Selena, I saw you say yeah, but I can't hear you, so unmute.
I'll start.
Okay, Lynn's going to start.
All right, so I'm Lynn, and I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border. I'm looking forward to this because it will be warmer. It's my fourth or fifth shine, and I absolutely adore it because I get to be with people that think like I do, and they don't think I'm too weird. And I will be honest, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, in Iowa, you're very weird, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, we won't even go there. But it's just, I'm so excited about being there and seeing everybody. Learning is just the low glycemic cherry on the gluten-free
coconut ice cream.
I don't like coconut ice cream. Okay. Oh,
you've never tasted mine.
This is true. This is true. But anyway, so I just want you to know that I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you. And yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Who else? Don't be shy.
I've got it unmuted now.
Okay. Hi, so Selena.
Hey. So I'm Selena. I am actually here in Texas. I am in East Texas in Nacogdoches.
Oh.
Texas. But it sounds like it's going to be warmer down there in Austin. It's been kind of chilly up here.
It's been chilly here. It's supposed to go up to 70 tomorrow and 80 by, I think, Monday.
Okay. Okay. I haven't looked at our weather up here next week, so I don't know. Maybe it'll be the same. But it's been cool here. I'm like,
No. We just got back in the sweater, and I'm like,
Yeah. So I'm excited because I just – like you said, excited to connect with others who don't think you're like a little weird and stuff. So that's a big factor. And then just to connect with others and to learn more, I've just started getting back into genetics and putting things into context. I really like what I hear from you, Rita, is that, you know, we've got to look at the entire picture, not just that this for that drives me insane. And so knowing there's other people I can connect with that get it, that we can't just keep swapping out stuff, that excites me. So I am super thrilled to make that connection.
Great. I'm excited to meet you. Yay, another Texan who doesn't have an accent either.
Yes, I'm not originally from here.
No, me either. Obviously, right? Okay, who else? Tom, where are you from?
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm looking forward to learning as much as I can about everything that you teach.
That's fantastic. You've been to others before, haven't you?
No, this is my first time to shine.
First time. Okay.
Yeah. First time to shine. So I'm looking forward to it. But I like learning. Okay. I'm a scientist and an engineer, so I'm learning as much as I can about health and more for family reasons, and I want to live as long as I possibly can.
Nice.
So I think this kind of fits in my personal program. I was diagnosed diabetic type 2, but only mildly so at the end of my career. I retired a few years ago, and I reversed that. Following some of your stuff and Dr. Furman's stuff. I think I've mentioned that before.
Well, you were in Sweet Spot. That's how I know you.
You're right.
Yes,
right,
you were in Sweet Spot. We've talked a couple of times in Sweet Spot. We don't have the visual. So,
that's exactly.
Yeah, I remember talking to you a bunch of times. Yeah, I'm so glad I get to meet you. Yay.
Yeah, me too. Awesome. So what's the dress for dress code for your conference?
Whatever you want. Casual. Some people wear yoga pants and, you know, tank tops and depends on the weather. And some people wear nice clothes. I usually dress, you know, kind of moderately nice. But I have my collection of – I'll share with you guys because I can do that. I have my collection of dressy clothes that are organic stretchy cotton. So they look really nice, really? But I could do splits and – I could do yoga dressed in a nice dress, and it's so comfortable so that I sometimes just wear things like that around the house. So that's how I'll dress, you know, but it's not fancy at all. But if you want to be fancy, you can be, you know, just however you feel comfortable. Just don't come in pajamas, although, well, maybe we could come in pajamas, right? If you have really cool pajamas that are not too revealing, right?
Casual is fine.
Casual is good. Yeah. Jeans. Yoga pants, whatever. Yeah, it's all fine. Yeah.
Sounds good. Looking forward to
good. It. Good. Me too. I'm looking forward to meeting you. It's so nice to put names to faces too. So thank you. And there's Craig. Hi, Craig. Hey, you guys. You're coming? Unmute yourself. Let's see.
There we go.
There you go. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good to see you again.
California.
Yes.
We're excited to be there just to get an overview of what's possible Beverly's great at connecting with people and getting a big audience, and we're looking to have people that can kind of help us make sense of this as we get started.
Awesome.
So
it makes a lot of sense. With, are you still doing like the ADD type stuff?
Yes, working.
Yes. It makes sense to know some of this stuff because it helps. You know how the parents go, oh, well, what is diet going to do for my kid with ADD, right? And you can actually use some of this and go, well, here's how we can do it, right? So it'll give you a little bit more of that influence with the folks, especially since you're working with parents who have to deal with changing their kids' diets. It's one thing to change your own diet, but trying to get a parent to change their kid's diet without a lot of motivation is hard. So I think you'll enjoy it for that reason too.
Yeah, we think the genetics is going to be a huge hook for parents to support their kids' health.
Yeah. Great. I'm so excited that I get to see you again. And Laura's going to be there. That's how I met you, is through Laura.
Yeah.
Cool. Now,
I'm carrying on with the lease in the same classroom there, and we have access to Poporello. You're at both those places. So.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
It's available still if you ever want to come out to SoCal.
All right. I will give you a holler the next time I feel like I want to do that more over the next couple of years. My kids are mostly moved out. So once they're completely moved out, I'm going to be doing a lot of road shows. And so then I'll be contacting people in different areas and saying, hey, can you help me? Let's get a place and let's just talk. Because I want to get this out there, right? It has to be the new norm. You know, we've been talking a lot in some masterminds I'm in about the new normal. What's the new normal, right? Right now, the normal is kids are raised on, you know, the standard American diet. They're fed junk. Some of them are even given Coke in their baby bottles. It's so, so sad. And we wonder why they're sick. And we wonder why our adults are sick. And we wonder why the healthcare costs are skyrocketing. And why is there such an epidemic of type 2 diabetes? And that's got to change. And it's only going to change when we get out and educate enough people to create a new normal, to create a new paradigm of what true healthcare really is and true self-care. You know, I say my motivation is empowered self-care. I don't want to be taking care of people. I want to be empowering people to take care of themselves. And then if they have something that's a little, you know, confusing, that I'm available to consult with. But I want people that want to take charge of their own health. And I know that you guys are on board with that. So I'm excited to see you guys again. Yay.
All right. Thank you.
Who else? Louisa? Whoops, wait.
Okay. I'm really excited. I'm bringing 5 friends.
Wow.
Because for the same reason, because I'd like to empower them to take care of themselves, and they have expressed a big interest in that. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them have expressed interest even in joining some of the courses. Mm. So that's why I'm really excited. I thought one of them, Maria Veronica, should be in the call, but I don't know. I didn't see her in the pictures.
Oh, she may have her camera off. Veronica? Is
I'm
that
here, called? Yes.
There okay. You are. Hi, Veronica.
One of my friends.
Yay! I'm so glad. You've got good taste in friends. Good taste yes. in friends. For those of you who don't know Louisa, she's an optometrist who is in San Antonio, and she is one of the few, if only, optometrists I know that looks in people's eyes and then tells them what to eat. Like, this is good stuff, right? And, you know, the eyes tell so much, and she could tell before people have any clue that they're starting to head towards diabetes or hypertension or cardiovascular disease just by looking in the eyes. And then she'll get them educated about nutrition and lifestyle. And I'm just so excited. I got to meet Louisa for the first time last year at Shine, and she's been in a lot of events and in our NEPT program. And it's just so exciting to have her with us.
Well, you're going to meet 5 of my patients.
Awesome.
But no, we're all really excited.
Great. So. Well, I'm so excited for you. And to see you and to meet your friends. Hi, Veronica. You want to tell us?
Hi.
So you're from San Antonio then, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, right. Thanks to my doctor and friend, Louisa Thompson, I'm coming. I'm totally in a different field. I'm a professor of public policy, but I think this is very important for my health. And she got me into all of this. So I'm very thankful and I look forward to it. It's a little overwhelming, but in the sense of it's not my area, but I look forward to learning about
it. Awesome. Awesome. And you know what? You know, maybe it's a different area, but you have the brain power, obviously, to learn it, right? Anybody that becomes a doctor of anything, right, is pretty darn smart, right? And so it may be slightly different area. And you may feel like you go from, you go to your own conferences where you know stuff and you feel real comfortable. And now you're going to feel like an infant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just learning. But I think you'll catch on really quickly because you're obviously smart. So
thank you.
Very cool. Very cool. Yay. Who else wants to say hi? Kathy, unmute.
Okay, I just have to say that I just barely, only just a few days ago, got my 23andMe report back. And so now, I mean, even while we were speaking, I kind of had looked at it earlier when it arrived, but then I went to the report summary, which I hadn't looked at till a few minutes ago. And just reading things like my wake-up time is likely to be around 6:39 a.m. And it was cracking up.
Where did they get that from?
6:39, not 6:40 or 6:30 or 6:50. And I'm likely to have a little bit of a unibrow. And that made me laugh, too, you know, Frida Kahlo. But I just want to tell you, this is I don't say I'm not easily overwhelmed, but when I have a passion about something, health and wellness, and I love to learn, I am so excited to, this is a totally new field for me, and getting details like this, like I'm likely to have certain type of hair or a certain length of toe or ring finger, or I'm just in a bit of cake. I like to prefer salt. I'm going, what? How do you, Who knows?
Who's figuring that out? Right. And I'm going to tell you.
It is powerful. Wow.
It's crazy stuff what they give you in there. And we're not going to look at any of it.
Oh, okay.
We're going to the real thing. We're going to the raw data. Right. That's all fun. It's all fun to look and it's fun to see that your ancestors came from, you know, this little remote island in, you know, off Saudi Arabia or whatever. That's all fun and games. And we're going to look at the specific SNPs that dictate biochemical pathways. Now, the way they do it is set up for the public. And they had gotten shut down in their reporting because the FDA says, where are you getting this information from? So they had to go through this whole rigorous process of showing where it came from. It's statistical analysis, but they'll say you are likely to have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. You're likely to have a higher risk of whatever. But we're going to get into it a little bit differently, and we're going to actually look at what's called the SNPs, the single nucleotide polymorphisms, the particular, you've heard of MTHFR, everybody has, most people don't have any clue what it means, we'll demystify all that, but we're going to look at a lot of those different, what's called SNPs, and those can dictate, you are likely not to be able to digest gluten very well, or you're likely to develop an autoimmune thyroid disease if you consume gluten. You're not going to be able to handle dairy very well, or your B6 receptors or vitamin D receptors might be impaired, so you may have to make sure that you're really focused on vitamin D rich, well, vitamin D as a supplement or sunshine or B6 rich foods or a supplement. And I'll make a note too, Lynn, that I want to include because as we're putting this information together with the genetics, I want to include like some of the charts we have. I think they're from ERC, but the charts we have that are food related. Like if you show that you might have an issue with a particular nutrient based on your genes, how do you know what foods to really focus on? Get more of that in your diet, right? Because we want to break it down to really practical stuff. And yes, you're going to have to look at some stuff and go, I have a high homocysteine and I have an MTHFR and I want to protect my heart and my brain. Therefore, give me some supplements, right? Okay. But then there's other times where you don't have any symptoms and, you know, but there's a risk there. So let me focus on just maintaining my diet with lots of magnesium-rich foods or zinc-rich foods so that I know how to do this. And that's what we want you to learn to do for yourself and also those of you who are practitioners for clients.
Okay, so a quick question referring back to printing out reports.
Yeah, not the 23andMe stuff. No, don't print that.
Don't print any 23andMe. Okay, just the tech you review.
Just these reports that are, whatever of those reports you do. Right, and they'll look kind of like, I don't know if you can see this well. This is the new one I just got, but most of them look kind of like this, where you'll see colors down. This is what it'll look like.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to go through and demystify these reports, and we'll look at different ones. So you may have an affinity for a certain way of it getting presented. Another person may like it another way, but it also may vary based on the person that you're working with. Right. If you're suspicious of like cardiovascular stuff, you're going to want to get the report that has the most robust printout on the cardiovascular stuff. Make sense?
Thanks.
And then you can sit with them and say, y'all see this red here? What do I have? Red GAD. That's my GAD. You have a tendency to have anxiety. So what do you have to do? I do a lot of heart math. I do a lot of breathing and appreciation. Right. Yeah. And I tend to now, I don't generally tend to get anxious and worried. I'll get angry or I get like excited, right? But that's still within that same pattern, which raises cortisol levels. It can have an effect on blood pressure. So it's really learning what our tendencies are. And here's another thing. It's helping people to be forgiving of themselves, right? You go, oh, there goes my GAD gene again. Let me do some breathing. Oh, I have this craving for chocolate right now. That's my whatever gene. Oh, what can I do differently to nurture and nourish myself right now? So that's what we do for. Okay. Yeah. Don't try to print out anything from 23andMe. You're going to download the report from 23andMe and the rest of these guys are giving you better layouts, better for us. Now, it's fun. Like I said, it's kind of fun to say, you know, it looks like your third finger might be, you know, shorter than your ring finger or whatever silly stuff that shows up.
Right.
It's fun. I mean, it's fun. I looked through some of mine and I'm like, oh. And it said, I have a tendency to be more lean and muscular.
Me too.
Well, there you go. And if you got a layer of anything over it, it means all you have to do is shed that and you're going to look really buff. Well, you have to lift weights, right? It's not you have a tendency, but if you lift weights, if you do it, you tend to look it that way. So I've also huge tendency to insulin resistance and diabetes, which is why I'm so passionate about, those of you who have been in our sweet spot program, why I'm so passionate about keeping blood sugar under control, because I think of the 50 genes or so that I've identified, I've got 35 of them. Right. So yeah, no wonder pineapple shoots my blood sugar up through the roof. Look at my genes, right? But I keep my blood sugar steady. I probably keep my blood sugar better than any of you do. My blood sugar maintains between 65 and 90 most of the time. And an occasional spike above 100. And that's usually when I get stressed or don't sleep enough or exercise too heavily for the amount of sleep I got. And we learn how to read that. But that's why I'm so passionate about that. I have cardiovascular risk genes, right? Everybody in my family died of cardiovascular disease without knowing they had it. And that scared me, right? My mother was going along and gardening and then she dropped dead. Like, seriously, she was 56, right? I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want to look good on the outside and then find out the insides are all a mess. So those of you who have symptoms are actually lucky because you get the wake-up call, right? But a lot of people who don't have symptoms have these genetic imbalances. And then you couple that with Cheerios and Kool-Aid and, you know, Ronzoni white pasta and M&Ms and all the stuff that I grew up on. Wow, that's a prescription for disaster. And I was heading that way. I was heading for that disaster. I don't want to go there. I have too much work to do and I have too much fun in life to want to go there. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I love the gene stuff. It's really cool. Anybody else want to introduce themselves? Tom, who's on the screen? Maria? Hi, Maria. Where are you from? Whoops, let's unmute you. Let me unmute you. There we go. Try that.
Sorry.
Hey.
I'm the only one from Canada.
Canada, yay. We often have lots of folks from Canada. I don't know how. I haven't looked at the stats to see, but we usually have a lot from Canada.
Toronto, Ontario.
Toronto. Great. Great. Yeah.
Forward to coming down. I'm a practitioner. I'm a nutritionist.
An nutritionist. Have you been to that school up there? That certificate? What's that school up there?
There's a couple. There's a Canadian School of Natural Nutrition.
Yeah.
The IONC. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward because this is, I've been doing this for 14 years with a lot of my clients, and there's some missing things that I've been always constantly seeing, even with supplementing. And I just want a little bit of a bigger, this is going to be really interesting, I think. Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm excited. Excited to meet you. We have a lot of practitioners in our NEPT program from Canada. Shonda, do you know Shonda Holt?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them up there. Steph Jackson, a whole bunch. I can't off the top of my head remember who, but there's a lot of them from there.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, looking forward
to it.
Thank you.
Who else? Who else haven't I heard from? Veronica spoke, Craig. Owner's iPad. I wonder who that is. Lynn Rose. Hi, Lynn Rose. Introduce yourself and tell me why you're coming, other than like you live close by.
Because it's close by. No, it's great. I love it. Like Lynn said, you know, it's all the like-minded people and so much information. And it was really exciting. Last year was my first one. This is my second one. So I'm really looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting a lot of people too.
Great.
Yeah.
Super. And Connie. There, I just see Connie. Thank you, Lynn. Hey, Connie, you want to say hi? Let me unmute you. There you go.
Hi, it's Corrine.
Hi. Yeah. Where are you from, Connie? Oh, Corrine. Corrine. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Yeah. I'm from Houston.
Oh.
So I'm not from very far. This will be my first Shine conference. Nice. So I was really interested in the topic. I am a neuroscientist and a former genetics professor. A couple of years ago, I left the ivory tower and, I really wanted to help people with lifestyle interventions for Alzheimer's prevention. Cool. That's where my heart is. I became a neuroscientist because my grandmother had Alzheimer's and, you know, I just, in the academic world, the research is so far removed from real life application, and I just want to do something more impactful in the world. And so, genes is, I mean, that's just something that I've been interested in for 30 years. Most of my research that I did was involving molecular basis of stress, learning and memory, autism. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, all the epigenetic stuff, basically. Yeah. And, the big hole for me is the nutrigenomics and the health implications. So I am really curious to learn about the actionable genes, like what you can do about them.
What can you do about them?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And right. What kind of like lifestyle and practical advice that could be given.
Good
for these genetic reports.
Well, yeah. We're definitely going to have a lot of that because that's my passion is like the understanding, like last 2 years ago, we did it on lab testing, but it's not just lab testing for the sake of lab testing. It's okay. When do you do a lab test? And then what do you get from that that you can actually do something about? Because people say, should I get this test or that test? I say, you know, right now we have enough information to go on. Let's get some of these things in place. Let's get the Cheerios out of your life. Let's get, you know, get you exercising a little bit. Let's get you doing some stuff. And then we can fine tune with the testing. And it's similar with the genetics. But what I found more and more is that it really helps to motivate people when they see that they actually have a gene that if they don't do what I'm telling them to do, it could be pretty bad, right?
Oh, so yeah. I mean, I have the APOE4 gene, so it's really motivating for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we'll learn about the APOE4, predisposition to Alzheimer's and cardiovascular. Mm-hmm. And has to do with the way fats are processed. And so if you have that, yeah, you better be super careful, right? I have an APOE2/3, so I don't have to be as careful about fat intake. So even good fat intake can be problematic to an APOE4/4, whereas bad fat intake is bad for everybody, right? Processed, heated, saturated, and, you know, exposed and all that kind of stuff. But good, like if, you know, somebody with an APOE4/4 may have to be a little careful about how much coconut, even if it's fresh right off the tree and organic, because the body may not be able to process the saturated fat in that as well. Right.
Yeah, I'm a 3-4, so
oh, that's, 3-4, so you're much better than a 4-4. Yeah. 4-4 is like, oof, yeah, right. Those are the ones that end up, and I don't have it. I'm a 2-3. I'd be curious to see what some of my family members are, but likely we don't have. I like when we don't have 4-4s. So I'm just trying to. You can tell me better than I, like based on the gene pool. And if I'm a 2-3, what are the likelihood of my siblings being a 4-4? Probably. You know, maybe my mom's a 4-2 and my dad is a, maybe my dad's, one of them was a 3-4. I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Especially since they both died really young of heart disease. So, and I can't test them now. So, and I got to get the siblings to go and do the test so I can see what the gene pool really looks like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Who's owner's iPad? I don't see you there, but oh, Beatrice. Hi, Beatrice. Hi. And you're coming with your mom, I think. Hi. I saw on Facebook. Is that right?
There's another Beatrice. I also saw that.
Okay.
So another Beatrice. And I saw her. She was coming. That second name was going with her mother, but it's not me.
Not you. Okay. Hi.
Yeah. So I am about to finish a program where I'm going to become a nutrition consultant. So I am really interested in learning everything I can about this side of the genetics and just learning a little bit from everybody, I guess. I haven't explored a lot outside of my studies, as in having that contact with people and being able to be a part of conferences and that. So I guess that's just something that excites me a lot. I've been very passionate about hormone health and women, hormonal balance and that. And I remember I saw you in the PCOS, Natural Solutions for PCOS.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess that's where I started learning about what you're doing, your work and all that. So I like that. And I'm excited to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. Great. And what school are you graduating from?
Bauman College. I am doing their holistic nutrition consultant program.
Great. Wonderful.
Yes.
I'm about we have a couple of NEPT people in there that graduated from there, don't we, Lynn?
Excuse me?
I think we have in our NEPT. No, I thought Isabel went to Bauman.
Graduated from there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought there was another one, but maybe not.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Cool.
Those are most active coach and everything.
Yeah.
Bowman, who's actually now in Germany, traveling the world.
Nice.
All over.
Nice. Well, nice to meet you. I look forward to meeting you in person. I like getting to know people a little bit here. So then it's not just a bunch of faces that I'm like, oh, and I may not remember your names because that's not one of my fortes is remembering names and faces, but I'll recognize you that I saw you here.
Also, I was, Coral Roots Wellness. I submitted, my post for your tickets, and I was one of those tickets.
Oh, yay! Good for you! Awesome.
More excited.
I'm so excited that you're coming. And where'd you say you're from, Houston?
Dallas. I'm living in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Right? Awesome. Awesome, yay. Oh, we got a lot of Texans coming. All right, who else? Anybody else that's on the line here? Let me see.
So I have a question for Beatrice. Did you do that beautiful display on your cutting board of the vegetables and things?
Yes.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Yay. Yay. Okay. So let's see. Who haven't I heard from? Kathy, Corrine, Frederica. Frederica, you want to say hi? And then I can't read this one. Heike Tababa. I don't know. Carissa, Lori. Anybody want to open up their lines and say hi? You can unmute yourself. Marsha. Go ahead, Marsha.
Hi, I'm Marsha. I was just writing to Craig to see if I could give him one of my sell him one of my 23andMe kits. He just put out a call for two. When you mentioned my name. I'm Marsha. I live in Northern California, and I've been in the Sweet Spot Solution, and I'm now in Dr. Rita Marie's year-long ERC program. And I had my 23andMe done and interpreted about 4 years ago, actually, and that was mainly for the methylation cycle. I have a lot of funky genes, and I'm very encouraged to learn that I can outsmart them. and in the last, let's see, I think I started in February of this year, so I don't know how many months that is, maybe eight or so. I've had like such a major turnaround. I still have a lot of work to do, but I really feel transformed already in my work with Dr. Rita Marie and Lynn and, yeah, my coaches. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm so excited to be attending. Thank you.
I'm really excited that you're attending. Marcia's been very active in our groups, and I feel like I know you, but I haven't been able to give you a hug. So I'm excited about that. Yay! Who else? Nope, I guess she's gone. There's a bunch of people that phoned in. Veronica, Valerie. Valerie, is that Valerie from Houston? Or Valerie Mills from North Carolina? Mary Jane. So any of you want to open up your lines and say hi, we'll open to it. And if not, I won't put you on the spot, I promise. But we'll get to see you when we get there. So I'm excited. Anybody else? Anybody else have anything to add? Lynn, you have anything to add?
This is Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, hi.
Hi. Well, I'm just glad to be coming. I live in Central Texas, and I've been passionate about health for years, but this is all pretty new to me. I have done my genetics and some of my family, and I'm in a course that I'm learning to be a health coach. I'm just getting started, and so I'm just really excited to come and learn and see what all I can do.
Wonderful. Well, great. Where in Central Texas?
Brownwood. It's a kind of between Abilene, Fort Worth, and Austin.
Okay, cool. All right. So you don't have too far to come.
No.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Mary Jane.
Y'all too.
She sounds like Texas. I'm a transplant, so I don't.
Born and raised.
There you go. Cool. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have a question I'd like to ask of you and Louisa Trump from San Antonio.
Hi, Trump.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked your comments about food related to eye health, and I've been trying to get my optometrist interested in doing something like that. And are there any reference books you know of that zero in on that area? Because I've been trying to find some, and I haven't been able to find any.
Let's get her unmuted. Got okay. It. Yeah.
Well, I'm just using what I'm learning in NEPT. Because what is important is to keep your A1C low, at least definitely below 7. So, yeah. And then we do run the tests to show any of the changes in the little vessels.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
If we can keep their A1C down, which you're doing it with the sweet spot solution. So that's about the diet you have to do.
Well, no, I'm not interested in myself so much as I am broad-based. You know, there are a number of different eye diseases, and I have friends that have various, you know, forms of health issues related to their mm-hmm. eyes. And I'm sort of really thinking broad-based. What kind of foods and lifestyle obviously relate to eye health? And I can guess at what those are, but I wonder if somebody's actually done a study on it and put together a book or something.
They have done studies that you have to keep your A1C below 7, and they also have done studies that if you stay healthy, you won't develop the hypertensive retinopathy. So It's the bottom line. It's almost the same diet, you know.
Yeah. And there are studies that relate vitamin C to macular degeneration. It may not be a book per se, but if you go and do Medline searches on, particular eye diseases, like if you have friends that have particular conditions, you can compile them. But I don't know that anybody's written the textbook of natural optometry or something.
We have the AREDS2 formula from the studies, and that has the lutein, the zeaxanthin, and the mesozeaxanthin. And mm-hmm. the vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And you also have the B complexes. So all of that, it depends if you want to go cardiovascular. But everything is the diet that can control the disease. So then you don't have the retinal manifestations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What have you learned about cataracts and how to, is anything that reverses cataracts?
Have you seen any? Is B? B, what is it, B1 or B2? It helps with the progression. Dr. Rita Marie, in our classes, we learned about the vitamin B2, riboflavin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's other things in terms of, I mean, there's some Ayurvedic formulations, drops that have been shown to help reduce the cloudiness. And I think it's overall like, okay, going back to this for that, right? We don't want to go for this for that. Like for cataracts, we do this. And for this, we do that. It's really all the same process. And for each individual person, it's finding the obstacle. Like, you know, what is that piece for you versus someone else that's causing the imbalance that manifests in the eyes? And a lot of times, the place where things manifest has to do with the genetics. Right. I may manifest it in my heart and my blood sugar regulation because my genes lend that way. Someone else may find that they end up manifesting in their joints or their kidneys because they have some genetics there. So the whole concept of outsmarting the genetics is how do we look at where the weaknesses might take us? And then how do we balance the body in order to prevent that? And reversing is different than preventing. So sometimes with reversing, there are some this for that type thing, like some of the nutrients that Louisa talked about, leucine and zeaxanthin and vitamin C and the Bs can be very helpful. But it's really looking at, you can't just treat something, right? I don't believe in treating things.
No.
You have to get to the root and rebalance it. And I'm fine with a Band-Aid, like taking some sort of medication to get you through a crisis point. But you really have to be looking at the root as well, because otherwise you're just going to suppress a symptom in one area, but that underlying cause, inflammation, imbalance is going to manifest somewhere else in the body. And that's where people get in trouble. But yeah, it would be nice if all optometrists were taught that. And what Louisa pointed out to us is in Texas, at least, her state licensing board laws say that as optometrists, they need to be educating their people about nutrition. She's the only one doing it, but it opens up a thing for her creating a little class, you know, do a CEU workshop to bring people together and teach the optometrists how to look at this.
Very good discussion. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Look forward to discussing this further at the conference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the way little side conversations go and little, you know, things that happen that really make things flow and make for long-term communications and relationships, too. That's what I really love seeing. It's really cool. Very cool. Anybody else want to share or say something? Introduce yourselves. Otherwise, we'll call it a night and I'll get back to work on finishing up all my materials for the conference.
Dr. Rita Marie, this is Frederica speaking. And I just want to say that I am so impressed by you. I've been following you for a while and I'm very new in the health coaching arena. And I'm so excited just to learn from you. I have family members that have recently developed cancer, and it doesn't tend to be in our genes, but I know that there are a lot of environmental factors, and so I just feel like I'm going to learn so much from you that I can share with family and friends and promote good health through healthy habits, and I'm excited about studying under you, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you so much, Frederica. I really appreciate that. I'm excited to meet you. And this is my mission is to really create a new normal, create a new paradigm of healthcare. And it has to start from the bottom up, which is why I do so much to educate, you know, in the sweet spot and my gut programs and all this is to educate people that there is another way. And when the demand is created from down up, right? Hey, doc, like you're saying, hey, Dr. Optometrist, you need to be looking at this. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an optometrist that can truly help me get to whatever. I feel like that's going to create the flow. And then I also train the practitioners, right? So the practitioners are there to provide that care, but we need more of them as well. We need a lot more. People say, why are you sharing all your secrets, your methods with everybody? Aren't you afraid of creating competition? I'm like, competition? Like, I can't serve the billions of people out there that need this. There's no way I can. I'm one person. The only way I can is by educating practitioners, and then it just exponentially expands. And it's changing. Those of you who have been passionate about health for decades, like I have, and working in this field, you see the difference. Like years ago, I was interviewed today by Ocean Robbins, and he was talking about microbiome. And like 25 years ago, we were talking microbiome. We didn't call it that, but we were talking about that forever, but nobody was listening, right? And then suddenly now there's commercials on the shows that, like the sports shows that my husband watches for probiotics and microbiome. Yes. And I'm like, and then 23andMe is advertising on these things. It's like, wow, huh, the world is changing, right? I could say these things in public and people would go, huh? You know, if I offered to do any kind of health kind of conference like this 30 years ago and I was looking, we'd have a handful of people in the room. No, right? Not 150 people in the room, you know? So it's very, very different, and it's moving in that direction. And I love it. Marsha's smelling her essential oils, which is awesome. Yay. Yeah. So thank you for that. And this is my passion. And this is what I feel like I've been put here to do, is to really save people like my mom and dad. Because if they heard from me what they should or shouldn't do, they did, but they didn't listen. Right? But had they heard that from their doctor, what a difference that would have made, right? So that's where we get out there and we do this as practitioners. Or if you're just studying to be a practitioner, you become a practitioner. There's so many more people. Like IIN is turning out, like, I don't know, they've turned out 100,000 health coaches. Like when I started this, when I first heard the term health coach, it wasn't used. It was a class that I took from this guy who is a naturopath and chiropractor. And he says, hey, come and learn how to be a health coach, right? And they're like, you got 20 of us in a room. And I'm like, health coach? Wow. I was already a doctor. I was already in my practice, but he had all these practices. I'm like, wow, that's a cool term. I like that term. Now, 25, 30 years later, it's like everybody knows what a health coach is. Everybody wants to be a health coach. It's like one of the, what do you want to be when you grow ups now, right? And that's the future. And that's the future of healthcare. And that's where we really change the world. And I believe, and it's from somewhat of a selfish standpoint, is that having healthy people is the key to world peace. Like we're all struggling with, why is all this fighting and war and crazy stuff? Well, healthy, happy people don't fight. What's there to fight about if you're healthy and happy? Right? And if you're healthy, you just naturally can be happy. But if you're not healthy, in spite of a lot of great things happening, you can find yourself not being so happy. Right? So healthy, happy people don't fight. Let's just get out there and do our part to live. Whoops. Somebody's talking. Okay. All right. Anybody else before we go? Lynn, is there anything in the chat that I should be aware of?
It's Craig here.
Yeah, it's more than 100, Lynn. I mean, we've got 110 actual participants signed up. Then we have all our volunteer staff, our sponsors, probably close to 150 will be
able to be there. I was guessing.
Yeah.
But I do want people to realize, even if you don't have your reports back or anything like that, you will be learning so much here. And I'm not sure exactly when, but I know we're doing a post-conference webinar where we'll wrap this all up.
Yeah.
And be able to take everything you've learned, try to put it in your report. And
Yeah, and we'll give you some sample reports that you can be looking over while you're going through, and you can look and you'll get to know what I should be doing because you'll have my reports. You can make we'll make that as a little exercise. Okay, what is Dr. Rita Marie's ideal lifestyle look like based on her genetics? What should she be avoiding and doing? Yeah. And know that this, it's not a formulaic thing, right? It's a matter of, and it takes time and exposure and exposure and exposure to learn this and to put it together with your basic understanding of the underlying. So if you're not real versed in how your body works, the anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, then you're not going to see it as clearly. It's not going to catch on as quickly. But the more you learn about that, which is what we totally teach in all of our not only practitioner programs, but in our client programs too, because I feel everybody needs to be empowered to understand, you know, maybe at a different level. But if you understand how things are working, you know, wait a minute, I have this burning sensation right up here. And the doctor will tell you it's because you have too much acid in your stomach. But if you know how it really works, you'll know, no, the acid got in the wrong place. It's up in my esophagus, and there's not as big a shag carpet in my esophagus as there is in my stomach, because the stomach is meant to be acidic. And then when it goes up here over time, it erodes and it feels bad. And if you take antacids, like what the doctors will recommend, you're actually shutting down your protein and your mineral absorption. And you're not healing this thing. What you have to do is heal this, get the stomach to stay down, increase the stomach acid usually. So these are some of the things that you think about. And then when you look at some of the reports, you'll go, oh, tendency four, you know, how do we help? So it's really a really understanding of how it all fits together makes a huge difference. But we're going to give you as much as we can. I mean, I try not to overwhelm you, but I also don't want to underwhelm you. Right. I don't want you to come and say, well, she taught that. I could have learned that looking at a website over. You know what I mean? I want it to be that clinically relevant stuff, so you know how to use what you're learning to help yourself, your family members, and your clients. Okay. One more question. Looking now in 23andMe, do we want the health plus ancestry? Okay. So let me just tell you what I know. I don't know for certain. I was told a while ago, 23andMe offers an ancestry or a health and ancestry. I was told that they measure the same exact SNPs. They just report, you just get the different reports. And then I was told by somebody, well, no, you don't get all of the SNPs, like the raw data is different. So I don't know which is true. Because then I went to this other site the other day, and they said, it's methylgenetics. There's the one that Mihaela recommended. I went there, and they said, you can get either the ancestry or the health one because the raw data is the same. So I don't know for certain if that's the case. I just don't know what the case is. Everything is hearsay at this moment. And I haven't actually spoken to anybody at 23andMe because, of course, they wouldn't tell you. They want you to spend more money, right?
This was the one that Scott sent me. It's the
that's the health and ancestry. Exactly. Yeah, that's the kit that does both. But I think that the raw data, I've never sat there and looked at all 10 megabytes of two people's raw data, right? If they did the health and the ancestry only, but I was told that they're the same. So I don't want you to waste your time and money and not get what you needed. So you might want to spend the extra $100 to get the whole thing. But that's what I've been told, that it's the same. But the same thing when we ordered those tests for you guys, right? For our ERC people and I didn't want to take the chance of it not being complete. I guess I could, and I could go back and run the ancestry. But if I compare it against mine was done 4 years ago before they cut out some of the SNPs. So it's just hard to know, right? And there are other companies that are going to be doing it in the future, that they're working on it. I'm working on creating the whole system for analyzing it. But right now, if we want a full genetic report, 23andMe is the way to go. You can get a lot of them if you go to Genova Diagnostics and you run each of their individual panels, cardiovascular, detox, kidney, brain, gut, and you spend about $3,500. So, right. When you think about it, $200 to get your entire genome mapped, it's a one-time deal, right? It's not like getting a stool test done and then you go back 6 months later, 4 months later to test it again to see if you fixed it, or an adrenal test or a blood test. It's a one-timer, right?
I just got an email right when this started that the Mayo Clinic came up with an ancestry and health also genetic test. I put the link in the chat.
Okay.
At the beginning of the chat. I'm curious that it just came in as you were starting your...
And Ben Lynch is working on one too. Right. Oh, early next year. So, yeah. I mean, and to me, if I think that, you know, another one comes out that tests more of the genes than the 23andMe, I'd spend the extra $200 to get it again, right? It's not huge amount of money to spend to get this invaluable information. When I first started running these tests, when I actually run my husband's 23andMe, was back when it was $495, right? That's what his cost. And his was missing some of the SNPs that mine had, added them later. I ran some on individuals. I ran Amy Yasko's. Amy Yasko's runs 36 genes instead of hundreds of thousands of genes. And it was $500, right? And then there's several of them out there that run subsets. Well, you can go to SpectraCell and they'll run just two MTHFRs for $200. Like, so there's a lot of places and there's a lot of specialty labs that do like just brain health ones. And they're all pretty expensive. So I think when you learn how to use these simple reports that, yeah, they're an extra $30 here or $35 there after you spend it. Overall, if you learn it yourself and you learn how to do it and you can do it with your client, you're going to be saving them a lot of money and a lot of heartache because most of those reports are 23andMe-like. In that, oh, you have this gene, you have a higher than usual percentage of this, you have a 2.1% increased risk of Parkinson's disease. Like, what is that? Right. And with the 23andMe, before you open your report up, they will ask you, they have some specific ones that are scary genes, I guess. BRCA. Do you want to know what your BRCA status is? If you don't, we'll keep it locked. But if you want to know, BRCA is the really high risk breast cancer. I want to know if I have something. I want to know so I can do something about it. But some people, and I honor and respect that, don't want to know because they don't want to feel disempowered. They don't want to feel helpless. My son is one of those. He eats really well. He exercises, lifts weights, does cardio, watches his food. And he said, I'm not doing that test. I said, why not? We're all, the whole family's doing it. Let's do it. You do it. He goes, no. He says, I don't want to know if I have a risk factor for some disease, because then I'm going to worry. And I'm already doing like all this great stuff for myself. What else can I do? I'll feel helpless. So I said, well, if you get that, you'll know that you are actually doing stuff to protect yourself. He goes, so why do I need to do the test? Why don't I just do the stuff to protect myself? And I thought, huh, okay. I mean, the one thing I really wanted to see for him was gluten. If there was a gluten intolerance genes, my younger son definitely has that. And my husband has that. I do too. I have some of them. I don't have a real serious one like a celiac, but I have gluten intolerance, nonspecific. But he didn't want to know. And I said, fine. And another client I worked with, he goes, we'll get the test run. I'll give you access. You run the reports, but don't tell me what the reports are. Just build into your recommendations for what you think I should be doing based on that. So I didn't say to him, you have this MTHFR and you have this thing. I just said to him, okay, based on your genes, we want to make sure that your B vitamin status is good. And we want to make sure that you're not getting too much of this. And that's how I did it with him because he didn't want to worry. And here's the thing. Usually if somebody says that to me, I think they probably have some GADs and MAOs and COMTs and all these anxiety related ones. And the more you learn about it, the more you go, you start to go, oh, that person has that gene, right? Right. So, like my son, my younger son does have a whole bunch of them, the GADs, the one I have a bunch of. And, I have a feeling my older son does too, just based on, they worry about things. They worry. My husband's a worrier too. But my younger son used to, when he was in eighth grade, he would get on YouTube and watch videos, and then he'd be afraid he was going to get hit in the temple and create a subdural hematoma and die. And I'm like, that's a pretty specific fear for an eighth grader, right? But this is every day. Go, Mom, somebody bumped me in the elbow in the temple. Am I going to be okay? Will you sleep with me tonight and just make sure that I don't die in my sleep? So we looked at his genes, and he had a lot of the GABA, you know, GABA deficiency type. So we did The Edge Effect. Does anybody know that book? It's a really cool book. I had it down from the other day. The Edge Effect. And they have these really cool tests. So I had him do the tests in there, serotonin and dopamine and GABA test. And he was practically nothing on serotonin and DOPA. He was off the charts GABA. And guess what? He has this GAD gene. And you'll learn about why that's related to GABA when we do that at the conference. But I started to work with him on an essential oil diffuser in his room with calming herbs there, right? I'd give him a little bit of, you know, lemon balm tea or something like that before he went to bed, some magnesium. And so that's how I dealt with that with him, and it made all the difference in the world. Yeah. So that's the kinds of things we want to learn is you have a lot of GADs. You've got to be doing heart math. You've got to be doing, you know, tapping or meditation or other things. And, you know, a nice cup of lemon balm tea or chamomile or valerian or lavender essential oil or other things. And it's really nice to have those little tools that you can create. Because if you do everything that everybody says you should do for all these different conditions, you never have any time for anything else, right? And what this is all about is trying to figure out what the ones are that are right for you. So anyway, I can talk for 3 days, and I will starting next week. I'll have a few breaks where you'll have some guest speakers too. So, but I love talking about this stuff. It really excites me. It really excites me. Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Who's there?
Hi, this is Ann Merkel.
Hi, Ann.
I'm all excited about coming, and I see some familiar faces, and I spent the whole day reading my reports because my 23andMe came back a lot earlier than I thought it would, so I did get my info. So I'm excited. I've been an energy psychologist for 30 years, and then I went back to school and got an ND, and so I do a lot of energy and emotional approaches to enter into treating chronic disease and autoimmune, which is my practice.
Nice.
And so I like to go deeper, and I can clear some of the trauma out of the DNA with the energy work, but I think the genetics is a missing piece that's going to be so wonderful. And I've been following you, Rita Marie, for a couple years, and so I thought this is a great opportunity to get involved, to know more, and to have some new tools.
Nice. Wonderful. Welcome. I'm excited to have you coming. Yay.
And I'm coming all the way from Georgia.
From Georgia. Yay. Well, you know, it's interesting. I love to see people incorporating this stuff into medical practice. Right. We usually get a good handful of medical doctors in the audience. And it's, you know, the ones that are open minded and ready to embrace the new paradigm, because the ones that are going, we just do what we learned in medical school. That's what the truth is. They're going to be at the curbside when this really takes over. So unless they embrace it, they're not going to have people coming to get their this for that approach, because people don't want that anymore. More and more people don't want that anymore, right? So, yay. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the latest version has dropped some of the SNPs, unfortunately, because I've seen some of the newer reports and they're missing. And I don't know what the rationale behind that is, if it has to do with the FDA looking at them and telling them, who knows, right? Big Pharma is scared. Western practitioners who are not embracing this sort of a mindset are scared. So they may seem like they're just being arrogant and rude and closed-minded. Honestly, I think they're scared. I think they're scared that they're going to have to retool themselves and re-educate themselves. And they recognize that what they learned in medical school isn't really working. It's working to keep people alive, right? Western medicine is awesome at keeping people alive, at trauma and at emergencies. But the ones that are in our programs, right, the ones that come and join NEPT say, you know, it's so frustrating when I think about all the years that I did this for that and how many people I actually hurt by doing that because I didn't help them get to the root cause. And they're ready, right? It's getting bigger and bigger. More and more people are like that. I went and I spoke at a plant-based medical conference about a month and a half ago. It was mid-September, and 900 health practitioners, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, and some, you know, other fringe kind of things other than that, but the majority were doctors, MDs, all going, okay, how do I use this? How do I retool my practice? And I could hear a lot of the still this for that approach, but slowly that they're turning it around. They're moving into a different way of thinking. And I can't tell you how many of them came up to me and asked me if I could work with them or work with some of their patients or work with, you know, their family members. because they liked the approach. They liked this different approach. So, cool. It's getting there. We're getting there. Yay. All right, guys. So I want you to get off and get some sleep. Sleep is important. So get some good sleep, and we'll see you in a week from tomorrow, or tonight, today, actually, right? So for those of you who arrive on Thursday, we will be, this is the first time we're trying it. We'll see how it goes. Early registration, if you want to register and get your badge Thursday night. And then we're going to have a little fun, I wouldn't say cocktail reception, because that would be a, that would not be appropriate to what we do, but a little fun reception with little treaty things. If it's still what I think it's going to be, I don't know. I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't know if that's what's happening, but they're working on that behind the scenes of having just a little meet and greet. They're calling it a meet and greet. So come in early, register early and do a meet and greet.
What time would that be? What time would that be?
5:30 I don't know. You'll let me know in the next email. I'll find out. What's that?
I heard closer to 6:00 because that allows people time to get in and settled.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll let you know for sure. I have to get the scoop and then I have to put it in the emails. All right, guys. I'm just studying your faces so I remember you when you show up. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next week. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.